say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a somber episode of Hysteria 51. It's the last time I'm ever going to be recording officially, at least, you know, in my own capacities, in the lower fourth dimension. Oh, wow. How you feel about that? Well, you're David Flora, you're in parts unknown Colorado, so it means absolutely nothing to you. But it's a little weird.
That ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah, right. When we started doing this together, you were up here, and then immediately you're like, I am leaving. I can smell you.
Smell you later, loser.
Yeah, so no, but this is Hysteria 51. We are, like I said, coming to you from the lower fourth for the last time before we go to the deep lower fourth of Nashville. And with me, as always, like I said, in parts unknown Colorado, David Flora. David, how are What's you, up? Sir?
Doing all right. Staying busy.
Yeah, you are. I was like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm in hell. And I was like, I know you're busy, but we got to go do an episode. It's like I said, it's summer. We're going to do an up all night tonight. And instead of having a normal episode, talk the history and mystery. There's not much mystery, but talk about Hysteria 51. We get a lot of questions, and I've not told a lot about what's gone on behind the scenes. Not a bad thing. Mm. Nothing like, and then John and I got in a fist fight and stuff like that. But we were talking about this, and we talked about doing the history, and that sound like something that could be fun for people to listen to. I've not been doing it as long as you've been. How long have you been? How many years have you been podcasting?
12.
Holy cow.
It was 2012 of my own podcast. I did one before that, but I was just a part of it. I didn't actually produce it.
Now, Blurry Photos, was that 12 years long?
Yes.
Correct. What show did you do before that? Do you care to share?
It was called Damascus Steel. It was our improv group. We had everybody has an improv group in
STEAL or yeah, right.
I know.
Right.
EEL, but yeah, oh. It was, it was just, a bunch of us, friends doing stuff. And, I think we did more podcasts than we ever did shows.
Right.
But that was where the Blurry Photos came from. Dave and I started doing segments, where we would get weird and talk about weird stuff on that podcast. We decided to do it in earnest.
So yeah.
That's where that came from. But did you have one, or at least had an idea for one,
right? Hysteria 51 was not our first show. I started officially in early 2016, and we started with Rad or Fad, which was like a pop culture. We'd look at stuff from like the 80s and 90s and describe it, talk about like its impact on culture, talk about it, and then be like, was that cool? Was it rad? Not to say it's still around, but you know, did, or was it just a fad that needed to go bye-bye kind of thing? And we did several episodes of that, and then we started Hysteria 51, and Hysteria 51 just took off immediately. Nice. Whereas Rad or Fad, I'm looking now, I'm on my computer, and I have retired podcasts. Classified Love, which was one with a conspiracy bot, where he would read misconnections on
Craigslist.
Yeah, and they're just filthy, just dirty. Yeah. And people would send them in. We did a Just Visiting. John and I tried that for a little bit. We're trying to see what worked, where we're just, it's called Just Visiting, like sitting on the porch just visiting. That one was stupid. Rad or Fad, Why We Drink. I'll say the name. One that you and I have talked about, we've never launched, Read the Book.
Huh.
Never got off the ground. That was a long time ago. We should revisit that one of these days.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But that one, we'll keep that one in the can just in case. But that's one that we had talked about and did some prep, and it never has started. But it, you know, that could become something that could come out one day. But yeah, I, you know what? And we were doing Rad or Fad and Hysteria 51, and Hysteria 51 took off, and Rad or Fad was still spinning, and it is hard to produce two shows like that. When it was, you know, John and I were doing it, and I was doing all the editing and everything, and just, I didn't have the time. Yeah. I went full time in 2016 doing this. A lot, I don't know if people know that or not. So in 2014, my dad got sick. He got cancer, and he needed round the clock care. And my wife, Lisa, is just freaking amazing. And she was like, why don't you take a step out of work and, you know, take care of your dad instead of paying for, you know, him paying for everything and stuff. And I would go there, and I was there for like 5 days a week. And then my sister would go on the weekends. And I started listening to podcasts heavily. And John, at that time, he worked in terrestrial radio, and then he would switch to podcasting. And him and I were talking all the time. John and I grew up together. We'd known each other since we were children. And we said, well, let's try this. And we started meeting and talking. But we said, if we do this, I want to do it full bore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go move to LA and become an actor, you know, not exactly the same thing, but I wanted to give it a shot. And, you know, my dad passed in early 2016, and I came back, and I got to tell you, so I talked to Lisa about this, and I talked to her parents, and they're like, they had ran their own businesses. And I got to tell you, when your in-laws even tell you, that made me feel better about giving it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. My father-in-law said, you know, you got to pick a date, and that's your come to Jesus moment. You know, if you've gone, you've been trying this and it's not working. Well, no one ever stops on their first date, but then pick another date. And then if you're not making money by then, or if this isn't working out, you know, it's time to step back into the real world. And I said that worked out. And luckily we started making money, and, nice. It's been a career ever since. And, so, you know, 8 years coming up on almost nine years since I started messing with podcasts, you know, and
amazing.
Been doing it full time. That's crazy. You know, and
it is
12 years for you. That's been, man, it's not something, you know, 12 years ago, if you told me I was going to work in podcasts, I'd been like, what's a podcast?
You know? Yeah. I have regrets that I didn't start sooner. Because I was listening to podcasts in like 07, 08 and didn't even think of trying it. And if I had, like, the early shows really got that foothold.
Yes.
And got, you know, got the majority of the following, because that was what was available. Everybody just listened to it, and then they, you know, inevitably became fans.
Well,
of it
and stuff, even in 2016 starting, were early. You know, and I wish we would have started way earlier, like you said, but we started, there was like 300,000 podcasts. Now there's millions and 300
million. Yeah.
It was different to start, you know, it was more on your merit and what you're putting out. And now it's changed a lot. It's that celebrities and corporations that make podcasts. And I got to tell you, and it's being honest, if we'd have started then, I don't know that it would have worked. You know, I'm sorry. If we hadn't started then, but started now, I don't know. But outside of just a show, I have a studio. I rent studio time. I produce shows. You can come and I do voiceover. We do audio books, looping, stuff like that. You know, a lot of looping and stuff like that, that just, you know, people come in and looping's voiceover for like shows and movies and stuff like that. And I get people to come in and they want to start a podcast, and I will help them. And one of the first questions people ask is, when will I start making money? Yep. And I'm like, never. You know what I mean? Like, that's a...
Yeah, it's an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and now it's gotten so much easier to make money now. But in the beginning, it's easier it was to make like...
I tell you, you're right. In the beginning, just to get in front of people was excruciatingly hard. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about this. We've been through, on Hysteria 51, every aspect that you can kind of find in the world of signing contracts and making money. You know, we were, I've been through it, and a lot of people have asked, well, how'd you guys get big and how'd you, you know, get a name? Dumb luck. Absolutely. Yeah. Dumb luck. We, when John and I were starting, we were trying to pick topics that we wanted to do. We did a few, you know, here and there, just the ones I wanted to do. We started looking up anniversaries, dates of stuff that was going to be in the news of World of the Weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And like a week or two before it, we tried to drop an episode on that, hoping that the algorithms out there of Google, they would Google and look that up and maybe our and it worked. And we dropped a couple episodes and all of a sudden we got interviewed by Huffington Post or HuffPo now.
Yeah.
It was still Huffington Post at the time. I'm showing my age then. And, you know, and then as soon as one of them talked to you, oh, well, MSNBC or one of the, oh, wait, we saw you. Would you like to talk? That's where like one website called us historians. I'm like, oh God.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah.
You know, and, as soon as we started talking to them, and John was working in the industry, they started seeing our name. And we're like, well, we need to probably put ourselves in front of people. So we spent an astronomical amount of money traveling, going to every podcast convention there was.
Nice.
Podcast Movement, Podcast Cruise, you know, expos, anything. And just, you know, kissing hands and shaking babies, so to speak.
Right.
You know,
and I remember because that Podcast Movement thing, that's a joke, but you guys were able to parlay that into
it was more
useful stuff for so you, right?
Just
for connections.
We realized it was more for the backside movement. Yeah. It's not a joke for that side and making connections and stuff. It's not for podcasters per se, or it wasn't to go and do shows and stuff like that, right? We used it for what it was for, making connections.
Yeah.
And John helped with that because he, like I said, he worked in the industry, and so he got our name in front of people. And so we started, well, we were approached by How Stuff Works, which was out of Atlanta, and they wanted to buy the show. And I had an, so we had an LLC, Fourth Hand LLC. So we own the show and everything. And I said, you can't have the show. But because if they had the show, then they could go, okay, but now we're going to have Ben Bolin and someone else host it, get rid of us or something like that. You right. know? And I didn't want to do that. So they're like, well,
Ben's got his own stuff going
Ben's
on.
Ben's busy. He has those stuff. So I don't know. I'm not throwing Ben Bolin under the bus. Ben's a buddy. No,
Ben's great, actually. He's I fuck really you, Ben, like if you're Ben listening. Bolin. He's been on my show. Yeah. We've met in person. Like, he's super cool.
Yep, I've had many of alcoholic beverage with that cat. Yeah. So, we offered the advertising rights, and we signed with them, and it was awesome, you know, and we'd fly out to Atlanta and got to record out there. And, you know, they were finding us advertisers. And all of a sudden we had How Stuff Works on our email addresses. And people started actually answering our emails. We'd reach out, you know, for bigger names and stuff like that. And, you know, that's terrible, but you know how that goes. You just go into the dustbin, so to speak, when you email a lot of people. But when you've got, some, you know, a name asking for you. And that was really nice. They got us in with like a bunch of publishers, and they would send us books. And if we wanted to read the book and have the people on, we could. I always say the joke is, if you if you die, if I die, you know, clear my browsing history. If I die, burn or explain the books on my bookshelf because they are weird. I'm sure you. Well, I know you have because I've seen them. You've got quite a bit of that too. They're you know, right like here, why do you have the Devil's Handbook or you know all this stuff? Like I didn't buy it. They gave it to me. I swear. You know, and just so much stuff like that. And in doing so, we were entered in some contests, and one that we did not win, and some asshole in Chicago won Best Podcast in Chicago. It was called, I can't remember, something about photos, shitty photos, something like that. No, blurry photos.
That was the name. That was the after name, yeah.
And I'm like, who's this cat? I got to meet him. So that's when we reached out to you, and you were like, hey, Lan, let's do some stuff together. Was it... Was it Who was the first episode? What was it?
Well, I remember Spring we Hill did Jack? The Hollow Moon.
Okay.
That was your all's first foray on my show.
Right.
That took a while, I think, but I forget if I came on. I know I did Spring Hill Jack with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if there was something before that.
I don't remember
though.
Either. I think either way, so you came in and then we were close by. So we just, you know, you've done everything from be on the show to eat Vegemite in front of me. So it's been perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And
slipped in your damn bed.
And then Blurry. That's true. Blurry Photos and Hysteria 51 were always runner ups in the Best in Chicago. And we'd always lose to the company that was doing its own podcast.
Exactly. That's I can't help but point that out every time. We lost a couple times to their own shows, and it's like, okay, guys. Okay.
I would like to
but
thank
you guys
me
actually got
and my winner's me.
you guys got a nice thing from the Webby Awards though, right?
Yeah. So you have to pay to be a member of the Webby Awards.
Yeah. That's how it all works now. I'm sure winning an Oscar, you have to pay $1 million for or something.
Right,
you know?
Come on. So, exactly. And they reached out, and Robert Small's episode that we did, which was that crazy, you know, he was a slave,
that's
he
a
stole
great story,
a ship,
yeah.
You know, and pretended to be an officer and, you know, turned the tide of the war. And
Should be a movie.
Yeah. And they reached out, and they're like, hey, we really like this, and we think that you should be in the Webby Awards this year. And I said, I am not paying. And they said, you don't have to. And they gave us a free entry.
It's nice.
Which was crazy. A scholarship, or as they called it, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so we entered, and then they made us an honoree, and we got a nice plaques and statue and all this stuff. Very cool. Very, very cool. And then they kept wanting us to pay to enter, and I didn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But that was really, really cool. You know, and I got this awesome, plaque out of it. I got a write up from the papers, and you know, a bunch of places did news on that. That was cool. And, yeah, man, we were just cruising and loved it. And then, as companies tend to do, they got bought out by a company called iHeartMedia, which a lot of people, and I'll never forget when they bought them out, we were under contract and they said, you can leave or we'll redo your contract and nothing changes. We're not going to change your editing, we're not going to make you, you know, do topics that we pick or anything like that. And we're like, okay, as long as we have an out, you know, we can leave. And they're like, yeah.
I remember when this happened, you and I had lunch together.
Yeah. So I remember you and our wives, we went and sat down and I talked to you. I'm like, have you been through something like this? Like, what would you do? You know, because I remember I was reaching out to, you know, like Ryan Sprague and people, you know, you and Derek and other people, because, you know, I was like, this is a big deal, you know, and you know, what do you do? And so we announced it and immediately got hate by fans, other podcasts, like, oh, you sold out. And nothing changed. Now things had changed in the show, but that was our doing. They didn't do anything to us, include pay any attention or help. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
don't you like though?
It how, really how,
just, like selling out like that is a bad thing. Like, no, man, we're making money doing what we love and doing what we've always been doing.
I would love to do this show and not have an ad at all, but I can't. That's right. How I pay my bills. That literally, this is my only job. This and running the studio is all I do for money.
And
you know?
it takes more work. Like, if you're doing it right, like, you can hit record on your fucking iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And then just upload that automatically. Nobody wants to hear your stupid ass burps and farts and mouth sounds.
Hey,
and
now,
all this.
Dick like, and fart jokes are my bread and butter, so let's calm that down a little bit.
But no, you're elegant about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have a quality product and you put work into it, you edit it, and you actually care about what you put out there quality-wise. That, like you said before, that used to be something that set everything apart. But, you know, nowadays everything is kind of done for us so much that it's
Right.
It doesn't matter quite as much to you. To me, you still have to have some kind of quality production value, but that's not as hard to do anymore.
Right. Well, and I remember when this was happening, like I was talking to Nick at Brahio and stuff like that, because we were just starting to push through into those millions of downloads and real eyes, and I didn't want to sell the farm, you know, and lose everything. Yeah. And I was very worried. And I remember, like, we would talk, I would talk to him. I talked to, you know, every time Derek would have like a contract or something. Hey, what would you do? Right. Like, we'd read each other's stuff and we'd tell, you know, we'd talk about it. And I was kind of like the guinea pig, cause I was always like, we were the first ones to go through it. So they're like, what did you do? Like, what, would you do that? You know what I mean? Like, just sharing your stuff. And that's why I would, you know, always talk to everyone about that. And try to make a good decision. And we just weren't a good fit for iHeart. They weren't selling ads for us like we had been selling. And this is not, I'm not shitting on iHeart or anything like that. I'm just for us. And most of our ad sales, they were just putting in other shows, you know, and we were doing live reads for other shows. We, you know, we were supposed to be live on their website. We were supposed to be doing live events and stuff, and we just weren't getting booked, you know, like we had hoped to be. You know, we were doing stuff like Alien Con and stuff like that, but I was putting that together. When you and me and all of us went to Alien Con, I put all that together. Remember, and I'm not saying me, but you know what I mean? Like,
no, you did.
I reached out. I sent the proposal. I talked to everyone. I got everyone together, stuff like that. You know, like Ryan was already going to be there. And I think maybe even Cogswell, I'm not 100% sure, but you know, I'm like, well, these are my guys. Like, we can do panels and we can talk and stuff. Well, let's do it. You know, and we did that. And then I said, oh, and by the way, I'm with iHeart. And they're like, okay, great. Yes. Yes. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the end of our contract, you know, we were just like, we had a very long heart to heart with John and I, and we're like, I just don't think it's right for us, but what do we do? Like, I don't want to go back to him or I trying to find advertising and stuff like that. And we were reached out to by a gentleman, and he, I'm not going to say his name. And I'm not going to say the company that he had started, but he had started a large company that's still in podcasting. He's one of the founders, and he had stepped out and he was starting his own advertising company, a media company that, which is what, we don't work with him, but we work with him now. David and I don't go out and find, we can go out and find advertisers we want to work with. We send it to our people, and then they do the introductions and they, you know, do the contracts and stuff, or they find them. And what's nice is, you know, look behind the curtain here. We're one of several shows that they represent. So if they've got brand X and brand X wants to advertise, well, they can get us and these other 9 shows. You know what I mean? So it's more bang for your buck. Is that how you would say it? I guess, you know, so you can get in front of more advertisers, and they don't always, they might buy, you know, a couple hundred thousand impressions or something like that. They're not always buying the, you know, unlimited. And so that's how it works. And when it hits it, it turns off and it goes to another one. And then it has those backfill ads, which are great too. So if we don't sell all of our slots, they'll put in those insurance or blah, 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 or this, that, and the other. And so it helps us make money, you know, and it was great. And this guy was like, he was courting us hard. And he's like, I'd love for you guys to come on. You're a big show. I will give you a 90-10 split. We make 90% and I make 10%. So that 90-10 split, I can talk about you and I can use you to help me get other people. Don't let them know that I'm doing that, because I'm not giving that to other people. Great. And it was fantastic. We were selling ads, you know, constantly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, new brands, we'd reach out, you know, he'd reach out to them, anyone we were talking about, and just hand over fist. And then issues arose, and this is stuff that we have not talked about. I need to back up a little bit. I'll go back after this to back up. One of the issues that we had with iHeart, and I'll talk about that. Then this is with the other company. I'll go back here in a minute. We start not getting paid, and he's like, well, you know, they sign these, you know, sometimes, and David, as you know, we get paid like quarterly. So we might not get paid for something we do now for 3 or 4 months.
Exactly.
Well, those 3 or 4 months go by and then we're not getting paid. then 5 or 6 months, well, this and that and the other. And I'm just, it's always excuse. So we're still getting money, but it's trickling in and more and more and more and more. Oh, well, this is an overseas company. They paid in Bitcoin or something. Now I got to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? So I reached out to a couple of these companies and they're like, we paid him months ago. And so then I reached out to some of his other shows and they're like, we paid him or we haven't been paid for months. Yeah. And he embezzled to the tune of he owes me over $100,000, six figures, and John, and I'm sure other shows. And
I got in on the tail end of that because you introduced me to him. And
yeah,
it was great. I did at least one or two ads that I didn't get paid for.
Then you got nothing. And he just went radio silent and completely, I don't know. We talked about suing. We talked to lawyers, and it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But they're like, man, you know, he's going to declare bankruptcy. You're probably not going to get paid. Then you're going to lose your legal fees. And she's had to eat a whole big fucking bucket of crow, man. And you talk about a kick in the ass.
I mean, that's what's wrong with the world. There's no consequences for these people.
Right.
They can just get away with this shit. Hell, they could be president.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and like it was just you know, you put your heart and soul into something and then have someone just take your money.
Well, that's the thing. Like we've already talked about how hard it is to make money in this industry. And then when you do start making money, somebody can fuck you over like that.
Exactly. And, you know, we never miss a deadline. We never did anything wrong. You know, as far as that goes, we were, we were, you know, knocking out of the park. And then he just didn't, you know, Lord knows what happened. And I'm not saying his name, so hopefully he's not, you know, he wants to sue me.
And that's the thing. He could sue you. He would be the victim, you know?
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly. Let's go to break real quick. Talking about making money. We come back. I forgot a whole chunk of the history of H51. Let's do break and I'll come back and I'll tell you one of the driving factors, for our leaving iHeartMedia. That's after this on Hysteria 51.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Okay, bitch hours back. I'm sorry, the history. So, iHeart, we were talking about them. So I said that they were the big thing that iHeart wanted that we could not talk about. And I cringe when I see people talking about this before it happens, is they pushed and pushed. They wanted us to have a TV show. That was when all this stuff was huge years ago and pre-COVID and, you know, everyone's getting TV shows. And so I got represented by United Talent Agency and I had a manager and, you know, all this stuff. And they were shopping us around and we had a company that wanted to work with us. And we did cold reads and green screens and tests and stuff like that. And we waited and waited and waited and nothing happened. And we didn't get a TV show.
That's another thing you and I talked about.
Yep. Yep. You guys went through similar, right? That.
Sort of. I'm trying to remember what all. I don't know that we ever, like, I think it was right around the time that Dave was moving and we just didn't get anything together to, you know, to put something together. Yeah. But the talk was
They were reaching out to a lot of people, and we made it through the, you know, the talk phases to the signing contract phases to the, well, so that was, long story short, I signed three NDAs for three different TV shows for John and I. And the third one was right before COVID, and they were very, I mean, we filmed here, we filmed in places, we did, you know, online meetings with people, and we filmed part of a pilot. I don't want to talk about what it was about, because it could be something that we could, it's not, it was going to be called Hysteria 51, but it was a little different, and it was a lot of fun, and COVID happened. And they had spent money on doing all this stuff and shopping it, and just the world turned to shit. And all that. And then it just went into the dustpan and never panned out. And when COVID was happening and they were like, we need to keep on this, you know, the company that was doing it and our manager and everything, iHeart was dragging their feet on signing things and okaying things. And that had a lot to do with the reason it went away. And I was just like, I didn't want to be beholden to that. And I actually, this sounds, I didn't really want to do a TV show. I like doing this, you know, we've never really done on camera, which we probably will. We've talked about that. Once I get the new studio open, we're going to start doing more stuff on camera. But then I hadn't, and it was just going to change. I don't know how I would have been able to do the show, a TV show and the podcast. And I love doing this. There was going to be a ton of travel if we were doing the show that they were wanting to do, that we'd signed contracts for and fucking filmed and went on location for things, just doing, like, you know, pilot stuff, you know. And it, you know, pretty much 3 years of being under three different contracts of hoping and wishing in one hand and shitting in the other, and guess which one filled up, you know what I mean, kind of thing. And I never talked about that because, you know, we had NDAs. We couldn't talk about, like, you know, that we were under contract or stuff like that, but we could have said, I've seen so many people go, I got approached for a TV show. I'm like, until that motherfucker airs, don't tell anyone. You know what I mean? Because God knows there's a lot of fucking hurdles and stuff. And you and I will see other shows do that. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't be saying that. We kind of joke to one another.
I know. And I mean, I try to live all of life like that, because everything always falls through. It just seems like, to me.
Right. You know, and I'm fucking telling my family stuff like, I won't be on fucking TV. And so, no, I'm not. You know, right? So it's, you know, those are the only people I was really telling. And, you know, and it's, you know, by the third time I was like cynical. And yeah, I know three times I'm lucky that they even approached us. You know, to do something in my life that they're like, I'd like to put that on television. That's pretty fucking cool. And, you know, well, that's one of the reasons we left. And since we left, we've been with another company, and, you know, they represent us, and they've been good. You know, we get constantly approached, you know, we're independent. I own the show, you know, and, you're my fucking lackey. No.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No, you know, we, you and I make the decisions. You know, John left because John, he works in the podcasting industry, and he travels all the time for his job, and he just got too much. He's got a kid. When I was, he has two kids, you know, and, he was just like, I can't do all of it. And, a lot of people are like, what happened? Nothing happened. It's not like one day I'm like, I hate you, you know, and we lit a fucking hotel room on fire. No, it was kind of a bitter, not a bitter, I don't mean that, it wasn't bitter, it was sad, like, I gotta, you know, I started talking to you then of like, John thinks he's gonna have to step away. And he took 6 months off of like, I'm just not gonna write, I'm not gonna help edit and stuff like that, you know, I'm not, you know, do stuff, I'm just gonna, you know, record, can we try it out? And I said, yeah. And even then he was just like, man, I can't, you know, he's like, I'm gone Monday through Friday, and then Saturday or Sunday I spend all day in studio, and that's a lot to ask. So, I had talked to you and you're like, no, thank you. Do you remember? And then you're like, well, I'll fill in for a little bit, you know, and then you know, you can see and you look and they're like, yeah, I like it. Let's just do it. So I'm like, all right. So that's, yeah. That's, I don't mean that. I'm not putting that down. I was just like, you're my, I literally came to you. I'm like, do you want to do this? And you're like, no, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I was thinking I would do both shows.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm, it's everything I can do to try and keep up with my own show. So
outside of the show, people don't realize you do a lot of voiceover. You do audiobooks. You yeah. also run a theater. And well, all yeah, those now. Are kind of full-time jobs. And you were, well, you were working for theater, you know, on and off then. You're doing improv, yeah. you know, you do trivia, you do your own trivia show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is how you make a living. And it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it would be, but, I mean, it takes time to record, it takes time to edit, it takes time to submit. All that stuff adds up, and then yeah, the theater thing's really what kind of put the brakes on a lot of stuff,
right?
For me,
right? And I, you know, as well, you know that's your passion, that's your hit. Well, that's my background too. I was gonna say it's your background, you know, and I like to think that I still perform.
Yeah, yeah, this is a type of it.
You know, sure. And I enjoy it. And it's just, you know, this isn't like a bitch fest or anything like that. It's the history of the show. And I wanted to give a lot of people ask. And I just wanted to come in here and talk about, you know, what goes in or what has went into Hysteria 51. And, you know, after we'd left them, like I said, we're now, you know, a dirty independent show. You know, it's been great. And I say independent, we still have a company that represents us. And finds us our advertising, and it's been good as far as that goes. That side of it is a bear, and it's something that I never exceeded at, you know. And John is great in that world, but he couldn't do it for our show, you know, because that would have been like a conflict, I'm sure, and also just you know he didn't have the time, so we always had to have someone to do that, and that's the dirty side of it is you need other people, you know, and you do not have to do that to have a podcast. And we were joking and you were saying you could podcast into a phone. If that's what you want to do, there is nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with not wanting to make money, having fun, putting it out there. You know, one of the greatest shows I've ever listened to wasn't sponsored. Breakers, Sam Colbert. You know, it's fantastic. And, you know, he was at every event, you know, shaking those same babies and kissing hands. And, you know, and that's how I met him is, you know, on that circuit of doing Comic Cons and doing, podcast meetup, meet and greets and alien cons and stuff like that. And, you know, he was the when we did our panel at AlienCon, he was the guy who talks
moderator.
About it. Moderator. There's the word. That's why I keep you around. You know, just people like that have been fantastic. And I'm so happy, you know, Jeff Adamick, you know, Changing Hearts and Minds and, you know, former Special Forces, just, you know, these people that I've met and just made, you know, fantastic, you know, friends, you know, friendships with over the years has been great. And, if that is what you get into podcasting for, it is amazing, you know, and I've worked with some of the biggest shows in the world, stuff you should know, stuff they don't want you to know, and Brohio, and, you know, I almost said Last Podcast and left, but they started high roading us years ago, but, you know, just, well,
and that's kind of a bullet dodged.
Yeah, I don't drink enough to be popular on there, I guess, but I'm not shitting on them. That's I listen to that show still here and there. I don't listen to a lot of shows that are in our wheelhouse because I don't want to accidentally have something like take something I've heard and accidentally say it or something. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to steal a joke. Well, it's not a joke, but you know.
Oh, yeah. I just get accused of that all the time, and it's like this podcast just did this topic, you're copying them, and it's like I've never even heard of this right. show,
or like, they came out the same day about? Like we didn't right. I don't send out to other people, here's my schedule,
right?
Don't. You know, It's just a bear, and I would love to not have ads. Unfortunately, I can't do that. I can't afford to do that. I have to eat and sleep, and preferably those are in a home. And that's a bitch, but you know, and I'm not making a joke of it. You know, it is how it goes, you know, and you know, it's a very fun thing that I fell into that I love, and I can't thank the people enough. And I'm sure you've said this to me 1,000 times, you know, just, you know, people, you know, writing you, emailing you, seeing people with t-shirts on in the wild, you know, with my face on there, or, you know, we were traveling one time and a guy had a Hysteria 51 phone case, and my wife goes, I like your phone case. Like, it's a podcast, and just walks away. And, you know, stuff like that, you know, it's a lot of fun, you know, and that's because of the fans, you know, and they come and go that we got, you know, but we got a lot that have been, you know, the same names and faces that I talked to on Discord and Facebook and Reddit and stuff that have been there for, you know, coming on 8-9 years now, you know, and it's just been a blast. And David, I can't thank you enough for stepping in and helping me keeping it going. And, listen to me bitch all the time. You. That's something that you're.
Thanks for letting me be a part of it. And I, you know, this is. I always look forward to doing episodes with you because it's just.
We start out with a therapy session. All right, here's what's going wrong in my world.
Exactly.
Toilet's leaking. A mower won't start. You know. Yeah. Like literally, we go, okay, doctor, lay down on the couch, and then we go, all right, let's make funny about. Aliens.
Yeah. Now let's talk to someone who has talked to interstellar beings.
They still don't talk to me. Oh, man.
So you're in the midst of this giant move. What are you going to miss about the lower fourth? What's the biggest thing you think?
There's such a variety of people here, and man, the food. A lot of people, if you've never been to Chicago, Chicago is gorgeous, and I'm not from Chicago, and I'm not the biggest fan of Chicago. It is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen in my life. And if you ever get a chance to go to Chicago, do the architectural boat tour, and you realize that it is on a river, and the lake looks like the ocean, looks just like the ocean. It's huge.
Yeah. I drove a horse carriage one summer in Chicago, and
of course, of course you did. Did anyone jump over it or breathe fire?
the horse got spooked one time. The funny thing was, this was the Halloween, like around Halloween. So I was dressed as Jack the Ripper. The horse got spooked by something, and like rocketed across Michigan Avenue.
Wow.
And I like had to literally stand up, and like. Pull on those reins to get it to calm down. And like, I had a cape and a top hat on. I don't know what people thought when they saw that.
Was but. Just your normal attire. If you guys knew David Flora, that's how he might show up to go bowling. I shit you not. That's just fucking. I remember the first time you and I met to go to an event, and we were meeting at like a parking lot somewhere. And I'm in like cargo shorts and t-shirt, and you're in a 3-piece suit. And I'm like, this fucking tracks. This is just. I'm like that. I love that tide. I remember had you're like, look, the dots are skulls. I'm like, that is just fucking awesome.
Still got that one. But yeah, like on one of my tours, somebody literally asked, like, hey, which ocean is that?
And the third coast.
It's a lake.
They call it the third coast. You know, that's it's a lake. Yeah, it really looks. There's waves. And, you know, it's crazy.
If it gives you any idea, this group of people. Like made me like treated me like I was a cab. We had set routes that we were supposed to drive on just a couple of different things. And they were like, no, we want to go here. So take us here. And then tipped me like $2.
Man. Wow. I don't mean this rude. I mean this real. If you put a gun in my head and said, which one of your fucking friends has driven a fucking carriage, and I'd be like, David Flora, like I wouldn't even hesitate. And then I'd be like, and I wouldn't even wait. I would just like, are we done? Oh man. That's a crazy job. Now's the time to spill the beans. Have you had any other crazy job? Like I detasseled corn. That was hell on earth, but you drove
when
a
I was
fucking
a kid, I would
horse drawn carriage. But what's a crazy job? You had any other crazy jobs like that?
I That might be the craziest. I mean, otherwise, I like my main, the main jobs I've had in my life have been, I worked in the customer service at Groupon, which was absolute hell. That was,
oh yeah,
that was the worst experience of my life. It was just the stupidest people running it.
Kevin, another.
I know Kevin had the exact opposite experience of me. He loved it. And I was like, this, the people were hell. The place was hell. They were so stupid. And then I worked at an HR for a parking garage company. That was my first big job.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have a lot. Like, I worked at one company for 13 years and then they laid off the entire state. They left this region. My background was in electronics. And then when I moved up here, I went and I worked in the gaming industry for Namco, repairing older, like early 80s, power supplies and for arcade games and motors and stuff like that. And I did that until my dad got sick. And then I wanted to change and I wanted to be creative. I went to college for theater performance and I wanted to do something. And thank God, like I said, my wife was like, yeah, try. And like I said, my in-laws are like, absolutely try. And that's cool. Like, okay, I guess I'll try. And thank you guys for letting that become our job. This has been fantastic. This isn't us. We're not leaving. I feel like I'm saying an hour in the show.
This was, it's marking, what you're,
the turning of a page,
Is there anything you're looking forward to in the new spot?
I mean, it's going to be brand new, built to suit, so the studio I'm designing, it's the first time that, so I've been previously in two offices that were in office buildings. So I may do, now I'm going to have a separate recording area with the window, like you think of, and I can be outside of the room. So if I need to clear my throat or fart, I can do it. And they're not like looking at me going, what the hell's going on? Yeah. I'm going to have a separate smaller booth for voiceover stuff. That needs, absolutely, just the cleanest possible, and a sex dungeon. So that'll be cool,
Yeah, same room.
And, I think that, boutique-y, you know, not a lot of them have sex dungeons. So, it's going to work out for me, I think. No, it's,
I'm on the ground floor.
It's going to be, right by my house and easy to get in and out of. And I'm just looking forward to it. And I made a lot of connections here in Chicago. And they have your companies that also have spots there. So I have some built in customers. So that's really cool.
Nice.
And I've gotten to meet a lot of fun people and listen to a lot of fun shows and a lot of not so fun shows. Because no matter what you recorded, I'm listening. But, and made a lot of great friends here that it's sad. I got people I was working with, we're exchanging Christmas gifts and stuff. And now I'm like, bye, so it's a bittersweet, but it's, like I said, it's a new chapter and I'm looking forward to that. And, I'm 15 minutes from Nashville right outside. And, but I'm in the woods, so to speak, I'm literally in the woods. So, and we got several acres. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. And now we're both in greener
new territory.
Not so. The thing I had to learn about Nashville is it doesn't have the urban sprawl that Chicago has. Chicago, you don't realize when you leave Chicago for an hour, just city, 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 city.
Yeah.
There, you got to get on a road and drive to the suburb. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. And I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere,
Yeah.
And getting back to the roots, so to speak. So I'm excited. And we got foxes in our yard and all sorts of, wildlife and all that stuff. So it's going to be fun. Armadillos, man. They're rooting in the yard. I got a new enemy. It's armadillos. Never been around them before.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They tear stuff up. So if you're armadillo, fuck you.
Careful of that leprosy.
Do they carry leprosy?
Uh-huh.
Man, why was I kissing them? No, I'm joking.
that's basically how you get it these days.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Well, it's not I'm touching them, but I did not know that. So you get chlamydia. Is it chlamydia from koalas?
chlamydia.
Yeah, I think that's from koalas. And then leprosy. You know, so drop bears and armored pandas. So, yeah.
Armored possums.
Armored possums. Yeah, not pandas. I don't know why I said pandas. Armored possums.
An armored panda is a fucking grizzly bear.
Shit. This one's bitey. So, yeah. What questions did we? You guys got any questions? Let us know. We'd love to hear what I didn't get over. I just wanted to give you an honest
I got a question for you guys listening. Do you want to see us do some kind of like video project or?
Yeah, what would you like to see? So we're going to do some gaming on Twitch, and we're going to do some live streams.
Looking forward to that. When are we going to get started on that?
As soon as I'm down there and I get my computer set up, because I tried to put Steam on my laptop, and my laptop started. It got leprosy.
I think it's like, yep, immediately.
It's like coughing and spitting. And so once I get my actual desktop down there and stuff, I'll be able to run everything. And then we'll start that. So probably, let's say September. Nice.
Cool. That works for me. Because
worst case scenario, it'll be October. It's a big hurry up and wait. Our kitchen isn't even done yet, you know. And yeah, we're moving, well, so you know it's supposed to be done in late May, early June.
As long as you've got air conditioning.
It went out yesterday. We got a guy there fixing it today.
Oh my god! No.
Yeah, literally. So spoken from the mouth of bastards. It's funny you say that, but we're not there. So I'm not there right now. So I'm still.
We don't have it here. Like, that's a thing about Colorado. Not a lot of people do a lot of air conditioning. It's like, oh, it's usually cool, so just pop a window.
It's been like 80 something there, hasn't it?
The house retains heat. Like,
right.
It's awful. So anyway.
Well, good, but thanks for indulging me. I'm like, hey, can we talk about this? She's like, I don't care, you know, and, thanks for doing that instead of doing like a regular episode. Sure. We got a bunch scheduled and I was like, let's just do this. It'll be fun. And,
I got one more since we're talking about page turning and stuff. Is there any topic that you're looking forward to covering that you haven't yet or anything like that?
It's funny. One that I've never done. I want to do the UFO sighting at O'Hare Airport. I've done some research on. It was in I think it was 2016, and you know, even like air traffic controllers and stuff saw it. That one's going to be fun. And of course I'm waiting until I leave here to do it. But that's one that I'm looking forward to. And I don't know, do you have anything that you're like, oh man, I can't wait to do this, or we need to do that?
Just about anything.
And what you brought up, Rome's Lost Ninth Legion recently. We're doing that one.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
The Quiet Ones, the Philip Experiment, that's coming up soon. Just a lot of stuff should be fun.
Isn't it funny? There's still a ton of stuff we've both of us, or neither of us, I guess, have ever talked about.
People like say to me all the time, how do you still have topics? Haven't you ran out? That well is deep. It's not running dry.
No.
I got a spreadsheet that we had started putting stuff on. It's hundreds of topics.
Yeah. I still have a spreadsheet like that somewhere, but there's plenty of stuff.
And it's always crazy. People are like, hey, did you ever do this? I'm like, nope, never even heard of that. You know? And then I'm like,
right.
I'm also, then I go, yes, I've heard of that, because I'm terrible with names, as you know, just absolutely terrible. But, you know, stuff like that happens and I'm just like, well, I don't know, you know, and then I'm like, oh, that man, how did I not cover this already? Well,
yeah.
We're coming up on 400 episodes, so we're getting there, but still a lot to unpack. So.
And I got a new book sitting here called like Secret Societies and stuff or something. Like, it's got a lot of cool, weird things, like not just like Freemasons or Rosicrucians or whatever. Like, like it goes deeper.
It goes deep. Like, the not so secret societies, you know. The New World Order. That'll be fun. Yeah. I hope it's great. And you're like, we got to do X, Y, and Z, you know.
Yeah. So.
Well, if you guys have requests, weird@hysteria51.com, send in your weird news there too. And we're going to cover that. We got lots of those coming up. And give us a call, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. That's not changing. You can leave your voicemails and you know, go down in infamy that we heard your voice on this nickel and dime piece of shit. So thank you for listening. And with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
We'll see you next time.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.